Paris Saturday for the fifth straight weekend. They're protesting the high cost of living and their belief French President Emmanuel Macron is out of touch with working people. Though it was largely peaceful, there were some scuffles with police, who used tear gas when protesters ran down side streets of the Champs-Élysées. 60 people had been arrested in the capital by late Saturday morning, compared with about 500 detained at the same time last weekend. 8,000 police and 14 armored vehicles had been deployed in advance of today's demonstration. U.S. President Donald Trump in a tweet says he's giving his Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke his ticket out of the cabinet, that he'll be replaced as early as next week. Zinke has had a big hand in Mr. Trump's rollback of environmental regulations and exit from the Paris Accords. He's also been the subject of multiple investigations over his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. The president said Zinke had, quote, accomplished much during his tenure. Meanwhile, after weeks of speculation, Mr. Trump decided to ignore his wish for a permanent White House chief of staff. Instead, he named an acting chief. AP's Mike Gracia has a report.
After a choppy process that saw at least two candidates bow out, President Donald Trump has settled on White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney as his new chief of staff. Mulvaney will replace John Kelly, who departs after serving as chief of staff for more than a year. President Donald Trump announced the move in a tweet Friday afternoon. In making the announcement, Trump said Mulvaney will be his acting chief of staff. Trump wanted to replace Kelly with Nick Ayers, the chief of staff for Vice President Mike Pence, but Ayers withdrew from consideration at the last minute. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie pulled out of consideration earlier Friday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Despite the word acting in his title, the White House is quietly putting out the word there is no time limit on Mulvaney's chief of staff role. This is VOA News. President Trump may be getting some results from his recent letter to Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan, asking for help reaching a settlement in Afghanistan. Khan says the United States is scheduled to meet soon with the Afghan Taliban, and that Pakistan is helping to move the process along. The U.S. has been meeting with Taliban delegates based in Qatar since July, but so far they have been apparently little more than talks for the sake of talks. In his letter to Khan, Mr. Trump said reaching an Afghanistan accord is his top priority in the region. A U.S. federal judge has struck down a signature achievement of the Obama administration, ruling that the Affordable Care Act, widely known as Obamacare, is unconstitutional. But for now, the ACA remains in force, while a lengthy appeal process works its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump, during his campaign, pledged to dismantle Obamacare, which has made affordable health insurance available to millions of Americans. The United States and Canada are promising a fair judicial process for Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou, who was arrested in Canada, then released on bail. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland defended Meng's detention.
This is a question of living up to our international treaty obligations and following the rule of law in Canada, and that is something which has happened scrupulously.
Canada arrested the executive at the request of the United States, which says Huawei violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. After 2 months on a hunger strike, a previously little-known Iranian dissident has died, and that sparked an outcry from the United States and human rights activists inside and outside Iran. 28-year-old Vahid Sayadi Nasiri was detained by Iranian authorities in the city of Qom in July and later convicted of disseminating propaganda against the state. A U.S. State Department spokesman expressed sadness over the death and condemned Iran's leaders for what he called Tehran's unceasingly flagrant human rights violations. Indian officials say 11 people are dead and scores remain hospitalized after eating tomato rice that was apparently contaminated at a temple in the southern Indian state of Karnataka. Early speculation is that the rice was turned deadly by pesticides. According to the Hindustan Times, three temple employees are under arrest in the case. The gathering at the temple was a celebration of its construction. At a summit in Brussels, European Union leaders insisted there will be no reworking of the separation agreement with Britain. Unwelcome news for British Prime Minister Theresa May, who faces parliamentary demands for changes. Otherwise, they say, she will not have the votes to approve the Brexit deal. Mrs. May had gone to Brussels to plead her case. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.